This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are running almost neck and neck in the Iowa Democratic caucus, according to partial results. With 41 delegates up for grabs, Buttigieg has a slight lead over Sanders, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, for former Vice President Joe Biden, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Six other candidates trail far behind the frontrunners. But these results are from 62% of the precincts. It's unclear when the remaining 38% will be reported, and there's still a chance for a few surprises. It took the Iowa Democratic Party nearly an entire day to report even a single vote because of what party officials say was a coding error and vote inconsistencies being reported on a mobile app. President Trump delivers his third State of the Union address tonight. It's a speech aimed at pivoting from impeachment to re-election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president will speak in the Senate chamber, which tomorrow will host a vote all but certain to acquit him of impeachment charges. At the 1999 State of the Union, President Clinton did not mention his own impeachment. Trump spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham tells Fox the president shouldn't either. But
he's nothing if not combative.
Tufts political scientist Jeffrey Berry says the president's accusers will be in the same room.
He's not going to go the whole speech without deriding this as a hoax.
Officials here say the president will unleash relentless optimism, focusing on what he's done for the nation and will do if given another 4 years. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, a new Gallup poll puts President Trump's public approval rating at 49%. It's his highest ever. Since his election in 2016, his approval ratings have generally been in the mid to low 40s. VOA News. Paul Whelan, the former American Marine being held in Moscow on espionage charges, has lost an appeal to be released from custody under supervision. As Reuters' Beth Timmons reports, it means he'll remain jailed until at least March, when his formal trial is set to take place.
Whelan has been in detention since agents from Russia's Federal Security Service seized him in a Moscow hotel room in December 2018, during what Whelan says was a personal trip as a tourist. He denies the spying charges and says he was framed, but could face 20 years in prison if found guilty. After the court hearing, Whelan's lawyer said four countries are ready to host his client and that they'd ask for house arrest. At court hearings over the past year, Whelan, who holds US, British, Canadian and Irish passports, has asked these four governments for help. Moscow says Whelan was caught red-handed with a computer flash drive containing classified information. Whelan says he was set up in a sting operation and had thought the drive, given to him by a Russian acquaintance, contained holiday photos.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons reporting. China is reporting the death toll from coronavirus on the mainland is now at 490, and the World Health Organization is warning false information on social media is hampering efforts to tackle the epidemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Sylvie Briand is the director of WHO's Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness Unit. Brian tells VOA that getting the right message out to the public is not always easy.
But I think it's a challenge of the 21st century, because we are all beneficiaries of those extremely intense and fast communication, but also we could be the victims of it. So I think this is why it's very important to characterize the phenomenon and to develop methods to tackle it appropriately.
Brian says confronting false information head-on is not censorship. Rather, she says, it is a way of responding to people's concerns in the best way possible, given the evidence that exists at the moment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge has approved limited release of the Pentagon Papers case records, which revealed more than 50 years ago that the government misled Americans about the scope of the Vietnam War. AP's Mike Gracia.
A federal judge has ruled the government must release some records on two grand jury investigations in Boston nearly 50 years ago into the leak of the Pentagon Papers. The ruling comes on a petition filed in 2018 by Jill Lepore, a Harvard University professor and staff writer for New Yorker. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs grants limited disclosure of grand jury materials, but not the unfettered access sought by Lepore. The Pentagon Papers, released by former government consultant Daniel Ellsberg to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other newspapers, unmasked government deceit about the Vietnam War. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.